Ladies and gentlemen and producers who pushed the mute button a little too late, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the podcast. Yo soy Esteban Garcia, el third, alias El Shamps, here with the producer, Barry, my mayonnaise freebasing friend.
Yo.
And also joining us with us is the homie, Big Gum, Little Teeth. No, we're not signing off on that. This episode is brought to you by Grasshopper for all your medicinal, recreational cannabis needs. Don't forget to pay them a visit. Make your card clack. I think I have the card. Dude, I have the card. Check this out.
Which one you got? Sway. The new one or the old one?
Dude, I got the old one.
Ooh, yeah.
The OG.
Put it on here.
Bro. Is that QR code still work?
Yes.
Let me see.
Oh, no. Time to figure that out right now in front of everybody.
I just want
to
know, dog.
Boom.
Oh, no. They don't work. Power of friendship.
We are getting new cards. This is the legit last card that we have of these Emo Brown Social Club cards. So make sure if you have subscribed, if you're part of this, which there is numbers now, Barry. Thank you guys for subscribing. We'll be getting new cards soon. This one, we'll see who we give it to. You have your card, right, Luis?
Yep.
Arre pues. Also brought to you by the wonderful people at Tribal. Tio Bobby, thank you for doing all you do since 1989. Tribal Click, bro. Go visit them. Tribal Street, where they just put out a new line of flannel shirts, bro. We need to go down. We're still going to go con the boogeyman. Agarrar nuestros pinches Pendletons. But now that Tio Bobby at Tribal offers flannels, fool, we're going to have to go and get one, dog.
I do need a new flannel. All my mediums are no-go. No-go anymore.
Bro, you haven't been medium for a minute.
I know. I'm saying I need an upgrade.
Also brought to you by Silk Cloud. El compita Isaac Ruiz. Always doing shows con todo. Silk Cloud for all of your knee-torn G's wearing apparel. Make sure you go in there, type in emo30 at thesilkcloud.com. We'll make it pop. We'll make it work. Oh, my God. Guys, did you know, Barry, we are also now brought to you by Liquid Death. Big ups to the homie Christian of Liquid Death coming through and blessing us with a freaking lifetime supply of what seems Liquid Death now, bro. All of the things.
Mountain water. Never gonna
be thirsty again. Hey. Mountain water, bro. Murder your thirst. Sparkling water. Flavored water. As this relationship develops, Barry, we're going to go and use some of these flavored, sparkling, effervescent-filled cans. 19.2 tickles the tongue, bro. It's a tongue tickler. We're going to mix it with some liquor, dog. It's got.
My tongue ticklers mixed with licklers.
Licklers. Wow, Barry.
It's pretty hard to try it. I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't always drink water, but when I do, it's Liquid Death.
Hey, this shit's so good, dog.
Because it was free?
Because it's in a can.
It was free? I'm going to just take a stab in the dark, dog. Because it was free. Liquid Death, thank you for helping us accomplish our goals, dreams, and aspirations. Three Punk Ales. We have special guests here from Three Punk Ales, Little Italy, going to go ahead and come on and, you know, tell us a little bit of what's going on in Little Italy. I feel like I don't show it enough love. And last week it was apparent that Albert shows zero love for Little Italy. So I wanted to bring in Luis the Big Dog to set the record straight. Why don't you reel that thing in for us so Luis can go over it? Look at Sway, dog. Make sure you get on the camera. Get down there so you can see, bro.
Hey!
And he overshot the mark.
Little pop, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, Luis Sendejas from Little Italy. Look at you, bro.
Hello.
Yeah, there it is. What's cracking, doggy?
So, my name is Luis, and I manage the...
My name is Luis, and I'm an alcoholic.
I like my beer.
Little Italy, we got the Tres Animales 4-packs. We're doing some open vinyl DJ stuff on Tuesdays. You can come in, bring your vinyls, sign up for a 30-minute set, drop some shit.
Look at that, dude. Turntable Tuesdays at 3 Punk Ales, Little Italy.
Turnt Tuesdays.
Yep.
Is that what we call it? Turnt Tuesdays?
We should.
That's probably already a thing.
It's okay. Guess what? A lot of the shit we do is probably already been done many times over, dog. Share your records with us every Tuesday. You're in charge that night.
Yeah.
You're in charge every night.
Yeah, pretty much.
How long have we been putting out the Turnt Tuesdays?
Pretty almost since we've been open, so since September, yeah.
You like doing that? Is it good? People respect that shit or what?
Yeah, people love it. You know, you bring your records, you get to share your music that you wouldn't hear otherwise, and everybody just kind of nerds out and talks about music and drinks beer. It's like hanging out in my living room, except with beer taps.
And no blow-up dolls. When we go to Little Italy, I get that weird feeling that it's not really like this full, blown-out, tasting room like Third Avenue is. It's more of a what?
It's more of like a, it's kind of like a beer cafe.
I wanted you to say that.
But it's chill, you know? It's a very relaxed environment. It's not like loud or industrial in any way. It's just like, it's like a just relaxed environment. It's like everybody's just kind of hanging out together, but not really.
In the heart of Little Italy on India Street, across the street from, where are we across the street from? What are we across the street from?
Smash Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. Thank you very
Shake
much.
Shake Shack. And next to Mona Lisa.
Next to Mona Lisa, bro.
Right next Mona Lisa's got the fire sandwiches.
There. Something about your body shape tells me you're lying.
Not to Mona Lisa.
You've never been to Mona Lisa?
To Little Italy.
Oh, you've never been there.
You haven't been to the, never been the Tasty Familiar?
I took offense when I wasn't invited to the friends or family, considering I thought I was both, but...
So
I've been boycotting it in silence.
Boycotting it, dog.
In silence.
In silence.
Really? Because you were pretty vocal about
Gatton.
It. Gatton. Weeks that? Back, yeah.
What did I say?
If it can Luis got
pretty
butter,
much
dog.
Said that what did I Little say? Italy doesn't matter.
Oh, that's true. But no, I don't stand. I love Little Italy. Mm. I just never
you
been.
You said Little Italy doesn't matter.
I said that verbatim?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I say a lot of shit on podcasts that I don't mean.
Yeah, I know.
For the record.
For the record.
That.
I mean, for the record.
Let's clip that. How about that? Let's clip that. How
Albert does shit say
we're
a lot
riffing
of shit.
Out here. We're
for,
riffing.
For a man with such small teeth, you run your mouth pretty it's reckless.
I get more words out per second. There's less drag.
Yeah,
there's less drag. What's more words per second, dog?
There's a reel that I've been dying to put out.
I'm not sure. We're still talking about Little Italy.
Yeah.
And I wanted on the record that I love Little Italy. And if you haven't been there, go.
When are you going?
Tomorrow for Turn Tuesday.
Next time you're
tomorrow
going.
Hey,
for Turn Tuesdays, dude.
Next time you're going.
It's like a beer cafe.
Yes.
Everybody goes. They nerd out on music. They get their vinyls.
Next time you're going to a Padres street. Game, right? You got to get your steps in, right?
I'm taking my John Mayer Live record that I have. It's one of three records that I own.
You're not down, fool. If you I'll do that shit, I'll go with you.
And we're gonna do Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, and we're not gonna like not lock eyes for that whole song. We're just gonna
hope so.
The whole song, dog.
Dude, I have an old school fucking less. Nelson Ned record, fool.
I don't know what that means.
That Mexican artist, El Chaparrito, dog. I'm gonna take him, dog. I'm gonna take that record and play it there.
Dude, the most obscure record you can find every week.
Which one?
Just take it. Like, just find the most
7 minute drill by J. Cole. I mean, I'd play it, but he fucking apparently pulled it down from streams.
Did he already?
Yeah, dog. What happened, fool?
A little soft.
Hey, rap, there's beef. There's rapper beefs, but there will never be another Ether. Ether is like top notch, second to none.
And Jay-Z's my favorite rapper, dog.
I thought it was J. Cole, dog.
Nah.
No? A ver, saca la pinche tres animales, perro.
We're not drinking.
Let's drink
about drinking
it.
One.
Yeah, let's drink it. Something low calorie.
You
just drank it. You got that liquid
death. Here, grab it. There it. Oh shit! Look at you.
Good catch.
Big teeth, little hands, soft to the grasp.
Normal size hands.
Tres Animales coming in at a smooth 10.7%. Dog triple IPA. It's tasty. It's smooth. There's one more left. Who would like it? Barry. We'll throw it over there. I'm pretty sure you'll find it.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm not gonna open that now.
Salucita, brother. Salucita. A huevo.
Yeah.
What else we got going on at fucking Little Italy there, brother?
Happy hour Monday through Friday from up till 5.
Yeah. And every Padre game.
And every Padre game, $5 pints as long as they're on. Yeah.
Padre,
visiting or home.
$5 pints, so tropelo, dude. I feel like in the current economy, $5 pints don't really exist anymore.
They don't.
It's kind of like a little like hidden gem in the heart of Little Italy. So cruise on down. Make sure you bless your mouth with some tasty suds.
What's the walk from there?
1.7
it's not
miles.
Not that bad.
Downhill?
Downhill.
No, it's kind of like steady.
Yeah. Uphill in the snow.
But like
both
you're,
ways.
Going, you're going downhill towards the stadium.
He's going downhill already, dog. Look at this motherfucker hasn't seen a bright day.
We haven't
in a while,
hit rock
dog.
Bottom yet, but we're on our
you're
way.
Getting
get
some wheels.
It's 1.7 miles, and I have definitely taken advantage of the offering of free parking for us, the staff, inside the building. But I park in there, and I walk to the game, and it's 1.7 mile each way, closing circles. 5 miles, bro. I'm doing 5 miles. I've done 5 miles for 57 days straight, and then we went to spring break. We went took the family up to Palm Desert, and I left my spring watch at home, and I assure you, I did not walk 5 miles, dog.
You,
so
in,
it's over.
In Palm Springs?
Yeah, it's over.
You could have played so any one of the mini golf courses.
That's fine,
there,
dog. I didn't want to play golf. It was a time to disconnect. It was just a time to unwind. It was a time to like not respond to any texts or anything. It was a good time. It's a good time. You should do. Hey, you're going to be a daddy now, perro.
No, we're planning a baby moon.
What does that mean?
The hell is a baby moon?
Every time,
what does that mean?
Every time I come in here, I just say
hey, you say some
shit.
Shit,
huh? Hey,
no. You say some shit, bro. How's your mom doing? Good?
Good.
All right, cool.
She's, shut up, mom.
Shut up.
She's a long-time listener. A baby moon. It's like a honeymoon, but before the baby.
I don't know what
it's
that
like
is,
like our
bro.
Last vacation together.
We had 3 kids, never had a baby moon. There was a half-quarter moon eclipse today.
TikTok.
But that was it.
Nah, we're, oh yeah, did you see that? Did you
yeah, we
that?
Saw it. We were.
Was it dope?
I looked right
like
at it.
Looked like a, yeah, fucking Donald Trump over here. He decided just to look right at the fucking sun.
It's the greatest.
Nah, wait, it was
beautiful
nothing.
Dogs.
Fucking Plomero Cruiser, he brought a some 3D glasses that he fucking apparently found at Chuck E. Cheese or some shit, fool. But it worked. We looked at it, and you had a little crescent part of the sun. I don't understand. What is the deal with this? What, you seem intelligent. What is the deal with an eclipse? What's the deal with an eclipse? What happens?
The moon covers the sun.
And that's it? Does that not happen
often? I mean,
often?
There's more technical, like, you know, things to it.
But does that happen often?
No.
No? Really?
Yo, but they say that shit only happens, like, every 100 years, but I feel like it happens every year. Like,
I've seen a few... Right,
I think it's the total eclipse because we've got a lot of those ones that are like partial.
Heart.
They go.
I was outside.
Like,
it was never
the sun,
dark.
This is the moon. It goes like this. But today was the first one. Where it was like
it got kind of great.
You do eclipses weird.
Yo,
they look like booty holes.
Yo, we have to do the red ribbon eclipse. Shit. Did you hear about that?
What
the red? Like my wife is pregnant.
Keep hearing. Yeah,
red ribbon with the fucking safety pins.
What
to protect
that?
The baby?
I know a lot of pregnant women right now. And a couple of them started
red ribbon.
Putting that on. What does that mean?
We went to Walmart to find it last night.
Why didn't my wife and I do all this shit for our pregnancies, bro?
I think it's the lack of TikTok.
You're doing it for the gram?
I think you find
TikTok
that
parents
shit
are just better.
We're just more involved as a generation.
Go ahead.
But yeah, dog. So we went she one for every month, one little safety pin.
Okay.
And then we did two loops around the belly and fucking ready for putazos, dog.
Well, you fucking did a gender reveal too, huh?
Yeah.
You're fucking lame.
And fucking baby shower at the country club.
Did you really?
No, you're gonna be invited.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Why, you need beer or what?
Nah. fucking gifts, dog.
Yeah. Where are you registered? What's going on?
I don't know. She has a link.
What's the name of the baby?
I don't know yet.
How fat are you?
200 pounds today.
The goal is what?
185.
By when?
June 3rd.
And you're how much right now?
200 pounds.
I'm going to let that slide. We're on the honor system. We're on the honor system until the day comes.
Yeah, we're going to do it here.
Yes, we are. June 3rd.
Correct.
Here. You're bringing a scale.
And you guys are bringing cash.
No, we got to bring the scale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This motherfucker, homie.
Fuck.
He's going to put his finger.
Fuck. You guys bringing cash, though. I'll bring cash, too.
I'll bring cash, dog.
Stop playing with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to hit 185?
85.
Net that, dog. Not You're down. At 200 right now.
Gusto.
Yeah, bro. Just stop eating.
I mean, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Give yourself the Kanye diet. Just shut your mouth tight. Like, sew it tight. Like, with the thing.
None of us are good at shutting our mouths.
Through the wire shot.
Oh, yeah. Hell, he did the boost for breakfast.
I, too, know hip-hop history, dog.
Correct.
Ether, though. Second tenant.
That shit that make your soul burn slow.
Mm, your brother, your fucking compa over here, Sway, is a heavy hip-hop head.
Yeah, he is.
Not from you. Luis, thank you very much for cruising through. I expect to hear reports every Monday if you're available, now that we're open. We're open on Mondays now.
Yep.
4 to 10.
Right.
Look at us, bro.
And catch us tomorrow.
Where?
At
Tuesday.
Turn Tuesday.
You're going to go?
I'm going to go.
I'm going to the Potter games. I'll see you there.
I might have tickets to that. No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm going. It's time to go to all the Potter games, fool.
Why?
Because the time is now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow the giveaways. No, they're not doing a giveaway tomorrow, are they?
Wednesday's a giveaway.
Wednesday's a giveaway.
It's the bubblehead.
I have Wednesdays and Fridays.
I have all of the games, bro. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot. Oh, I give a lot of tickets away. Give a lot of tickets away. Sell a lot of tickets.
It's a write-off, no?
I don't know. It's not business. It's my pocket. Shit. I give a lot of tickets away. So, guys, it's Padre season. That's right, Yakovich. You look like a Padre fan. Anybody. that's going to be our new giveaway, Barry. Anytime we got some shit to give away, we're just going to fucking just give them away to not Plomero.
Plomero always wins.
He is.
Plomero.
He's quick with those fingers.
Because Plomero's always here, fool. The one that really freaked me out is how old was Brittany when she had her first boyfriend?
Remember when she lost her virginity. He knew that immediately.
This motherfucker, she said, 14. We had to go to the fucking the books to see what that was all about. Turns out he was right.
I didn't even know if she really lost Spears? It or not.
Yeah. You didn't read that book either?
No.
Hey, fool. You got to start reading.
I'm not reading the Britney Spears book.
It was a good book.
Was it?
How old are you?
34.
34. Okay, so I'm 44. 10 years on that. 44, I heard. There was a lot of Britney Spears infatuation. We had a studio because I was in a band. I don't know if you heard. And there we had a poster of Britney Spears being promoted by Pepsi Cola. And it said, I love Laser Latino. You know how I like to do those? ever since day one, I was always doing the little fucking thought bubbles and just filling it in. And said, I love Laser Latino. I've been a fan of Britney for many years.
What's your favorite song?
Toxic.
That one or the one
you want a Bugatti, you want to sit
Margarita.
So come on, a little
read
respectful.
The book.
Read the book a little. Yeah,
can I borrow it?
Yeah,
all right.
We got a lot of books. Are we doing this book club, Barry?
I've been doing this book club.
What book are you reading?
Right now I'm doing a book called The Cro-Magnon something. It's about the dude from Cro-Mags, fucking John Joseph.
Racism.
What's Hitler?
He does say some questionable shit, but I don't know. He's got an interesting story. He goes fucking right now. He's in jail in fucking like the 1970s in New York, and it's crazy.
I don't know why that's funny to you.
Because the shit that he like, the shit that I'm coming back to in my head. Try reading it.
Barry's
audiobook.
Educated,
he reads
bro.
Himself.
Barry reads a lot of books, bro.
Do you, Barry?
I get books read Barry? To me a lot. No free time. I put them on when I'm fucking doing shit.
You do audiobooks.
Audiobooks.
Yeah. Audiobooks is
it's
the
better
way.
When it's their
the
voice.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's How the same thing. I don't think it's the same thing. Do you, I don't.
How do you take in information nowadays? Do you read it? Do you listen to it? Do you, are you kinetic?
You
do
watch,
you watch
it, a lot,
it?
I think. Yeah. I think I watch it a lot.
Yeah. So you watch it.
But I also like reading. Like I feel
you
like,
don't like reading.
I
fool.
Love reading, Doug.
Not that about you said
reading without the R.
Yeah. Ooh, eating. Wow. Well done, Barry.
Yo, that was pretty good.
Hey, you know what? Barry is on his A game today because one of his best friends is going to join us on the podcast.
Is he a bearded white
Ladies
man?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
We have none other than.
Quién?
El compa Djokovic, homie. Look at this guy.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All of our credit scores just went up.
Nope. That's right. I'm getting you all fuckers insurance, too.
Fuck you.
Oh, don't fuck around.
Djokovic, thank you for joining us. Sorry about last week. I heard you were here and nobody else was.
He has good-sized teeth, bro.
That's okay. I hung out with
BJ. Good-sized teeth. Those are, like, that's a soft.
Okay, yeah.
Dude, I'll refer you to my dentist. I got a good one.
Let's see. Side by side. Give me that tooth. All right. Albert, let me get your teeth now. Oh, no, bro. Bro.
Is that a still? Oh, no, I'm still
You know what your teeth look like? Have you ever heard of the Easter Island?
No.
The teeth on those statues, bro.
Vern! Fucking Mike's picking that up, for fuck's sake. KFC?
Easter Island.
No,
you
what's
know,
that?
You know, eventually we'll get to that. Okay. Djokovic,
what's up?
Welcome, brother. What you all about, homie?
Thanks for having me,
Always.
Guys.
This is your home, bro.
I brought some gifts. Let's do let's
do
some
gifts.
Oh,
let's
shit.
Gifts, right?
Yeah, when you have nothing to say, we bring gifts, apparently. Shit. Oh, screwball. We're all fucked.
Grab one, pass it down.
Oh, no.
Grab one, pass it down. There we go.
He's got a long, twisted story, and it involves a lot of screwball.
Really?
I mean, I got a lot of stories. Depends on which identity you want, but.
Oh, no.
I guess we're doing my reveal today. We're going to tell the world that I have a separate identity.
I think the world is known.
What's your affiliation with screwball?
So I started working with Screwball at the holding company, which is the music venue
there
that it started at. And, it's owned by Noodle House Bar 1502 and,
good people.
Yeah.
Great people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, we did a music program for a couple of years. BJ's one of our artists, was one of our artists.
Was.
Hopefully
he got
we're going to
dropped him from the label.
I heard he got removed.
Fair. Yeah. Well, Screwball got bought by Pernod Ricard and recently, we're starting up a new music program again, hopefully.
Ooh, did you tell Barry, or is that
He's
a secret?
Do covers.
Secret. I'm learning this for the first time.
Yeah.
Barry needs to know right now.
So you, what is your story, bro? What are you all about? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Your name's not Djokovic, or is it? Because if it is, that's a sick-ass name.
Djokovic is, well, hold on.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Djokovic is my Ukrainian alter ego. You know, this new guy come from Ukraine. He's been here for like 11 years. You know, he make music for you guys.
I love the whites, dude. They're
the whites
so sick,
hey,
dude.
Bro, it's like Andy Kaufman came in
so
today.
Sick, dude. My bad. Proceed. Djokovic. You're not finished.
Okay,
yet?
I'm Djokovic now. Okay, it takes me a minute to you know. It's gonna be the rest of the interview. Yeah, absolutely. So I come to America 11 years ago. I make music downtown, playing for a beach downtown. You know, it's like the dream come true. White girl in San Diego, downtown gas lamp. That's all I want to do, baby. And I play music, cover song for you, Bruno Mars. I can tell you like. And
in the fabulous band Kel Bordeaux.
That's a fucking insult.
I don't know, bro.
I like Bruno Mars. I think Bruno is amazing, dude. That is the songbird of our generation.
You also
what
like
you
The Weeknd.
I do. I love The Weeknd.
More than Bruno Mars?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Fuck, I've never listened to much of both of their songs. Any of them.
Both of them are amazing.
Really?
Great artists. Oh, and John Mayer.
John
and
Mayer, too?
Jack Johnson.
I knew you liked John Mayer, so I had to go for it.
To go
yeah.
Head in hand?
Fuck
yeah,
dude. John Mayer?
John Mayer's great.
John Mayer is a dope-ass guitarist.
Your body is a wonderland.
And yeah, it is. John Mayer is a dope-ass guitarist. Stevie Ray
All right,
Vaughan
are we doing
style.
Shots? What's going on here?
No, what the fuck? I have to pick up my kids, bro. I didn't know this was going
You're
down.
You're not driving the school bus, dog. You'll be all right.
Man, we're
doing
do
we have shots?
I'll do a little sip.
BJ told me drinking was not optional at this thing.
Oh, we're just taking a straight.
I'll do a straight little
house.
Bit. Cheers.
But we have the Attaway.
Salucita.
Hold on, I can't open this.
Salucita. Pancita.
Cheers.
Mm. And nah, you're good, dog. I appreciate you.
Mm.
Dude, you'd be a great production assistant.
Ah.
No, he is
so how do you know Barry? How do you guys know each other? What is this love affair you guys are all about?
Fuck.
Yeah,
you.
I'm like, oh, okay, we just met in the bathroom. I mean, we had a really, really nice exchange over there.
I can tell this one. Me and Jake met in 2008. I'm not good at dates, but we met on the phone first because you were actually the VP of the record label that I was on previously.
You're bad on the record label,
Bad Boy. I was. He on was the record on Bad label. Boy, and then I'm no on Diddy. This record label. <Diddy. laughs>
Yeah. It was Bad Boy, yeah.
Bad Boy, yeah.
I saved him.
But yeah, no, so I was having a tough time over there, and he actually rescued me from over there inadvertently because he didn't tell me, hey, come to my label, I'm starting a label. I was just like, I want off this label. And he was like,
why? What was that label doing to you? What's the deal?
They were making me do all sorts of things.
It wasn't really a P. Diddy situation. It was just...
No, it was more like I wasn't aware of what I was signing on to when I was getting into a record label. And then...
And we just became buddies.
Terms
we became
unclear.
Friends.
The terms were unclear. So I talked to him on the phone, and he just seemed so fucking nice. I was like, dude, if I ever meet this guy, I'm going to fucking like this guy. Sure enough, I met him a year later at my birthday party at the Bar Dynamite. Well, we didn't meet, but we were...
That was when we took our relationship to the next level.
When fucking I was outside talking to him like, I want off this fucking label. I want on your label. And the dude that was on the other label was right behind me. So that was an easy way to make that transition.
And in all fairness, the other label didn't do anything wrong to BJ. He was a good guy. We're all still friends.
Yeah, I was just
call him out. Don't be a weenie.
What's not calling name? Anybody out. It was R-Dub Recordings. What'd they go by? R-Dub?
R-Dub Recordings, yeah. And Roland's a great guy, great Roland producer, great musician. But, you
not
know,
good
me,
enough for Barry, apparently.
Into a star.
Well, you know, I was wooing him, and it's tough, you know. It's
I'm a hard woo.
I just went to my first show at the Elwood with Barry performing, and I don't know if you knew, but we call him Barry.
I just figured it out when you said how long have you known Barry. I'm like, who the fuck is that guy?
That's my white name.
My kids know him as Barry. Everyone in my family calls him Barry. Nobody calls him BJ because that's an offensive
I called myself
name.
Barry on that April Fool's episode. There I don't know why. That's my go-to.
So I finally went to see him at the Elwood. It's a bar that we own here on Broadway. Barry, you did excellent. It was a great show. I'm happy that I got an opportunity to finally see you perform live there at the Elwood, brother.
Aw, shucks.
It's a shame.
Barry's
won't be
a
back.
Phenomenal performer. Yeah. That was his last gig. Yeah, huh? Was
my first, his last.
I've had my last gig there like three times.
So you wooed him over to your record label, I presume.
I did.
Tell
yeah.
us a little
and
bit about that.
So Mannequin Vanity Records is
Mannequin
something.
Mannequin Vanity Records.
Yes, sir. It's a mouthful, and the reason is it used to be Plastic Records because my first band was Plastic Revolution, but nice. When I went to New York and I had to register, there were already five other Plastic Records in New York City.
Oh, shit.
So I was sitting there really high at the county clerk office, and I'm like, oh, I got to come up with something that no one's ever used before. So Mannequin Vanity Records, not thinking what a pain in the ass that would be for the rest of my life. And
it's a great name, though.
Mannequin well, thank you.
Mannequin Vanity Records. Yeah, I like that.
Mannequin Vanity Records. So where did you come up with? Where did you fucking pull that from?
Honestly, I was kind of, you know, the mannequin, the plastic, fake stuff.
Fake
and then
boobies.
The label ultimately is a vanity label. We don't make money, never have. Everything that's made gets put
it's
back into the artists.
Project.
Or yeah. And that's kind of the nature of a record label these days, if you're... You know,
how long have you had this record label again?
15 years.
15 years. How many artists do you currently represent?
I've got 11 on the roster. We just signed a new guy. His name's Josh and the Dirty Rags. He's from Quebec. He was just out here. He's fucking awesome. He does...
They call her Bacon Ham.
Yeah. And why did you drop BJ? Did you drop BJ?
Is BJ still on it?
Oh, I'll never
drop
BJ.
I'm the first one on there. Look at that. The oldest one.
BJ is literally my staple artist, and he's my retirement plan. I honestly, I believe that one day BJ is going to just
be the one. I was here when we were an indie pop punk label.
That's right. BJ.
What kind of a label do you have? Do you consider it now? What is the genre of music, or is it all
it's
sorts of bands?
Folk world punk music. So
do
we've
it again.
Got
do it again. Folk
world punk. Okay. We've got a couple of French bands. We've got a German band. We've got a couple of French Canadians.
It's not even a real country.
We've got pirates.
We've got Irish.
I was once on a live stream. I was in the bathroom. And I saw a live stream with you, Barry, and a young man from Germany.
Yes.
What's the name of that band?
Circus Rhapsody.
I like that band.
They're awesome. They'll be back out here in October. We're doing an Oktoberfest. Let's get three punks involved.
I went down a whole rabbit hole, dog.
What's it called?
Circus Rhapsody.
Circus Rhapsody. That's
yeah.
a sick ass name, too.
I liked it. I was like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool.
Bunch of creative.
Reminiscent of, like, 90s style, like, well, the songs that I listened to. It was very skate punkish.
Oh, they're right there, man. They do a lot of the skate punk festivals in Europe,
Tony
too.
Tony Hawk 1 soundtrack, that type of shit?
Pretty much. There was a Swedish punk label that Millencolin was on, their first label, and I when I heard.
Fuck yes.
Do you remember the name of that label? It was like Puff Ball Records, Cheese Puff Records, Cheese Ball Records, something like that.
No, but I have that record. I do.
And they put it out on this, and that band, Circus Rhapsody, reminded me of a lot of the music that was on there. So I was like, oh, you touched on some nostalgia there, Yakovich. Can I call you Yakovich?
Please, yes.
Okay, perfect. Or is it Jacob? Jacob what?
Jacob Skolnick. Jacob Paul Skolnick.
Yakovich it is.
No relation to that ass clown.
Who's your favorite band on the label? Real shit.
Absolutely, BJ Jazzbera. Okay, it's got to be.
Let's remove him from the label. Yeah, he doesn't exist.
Remove BJ from the label.
Yeah.
Please. I'm really excited on Josh and the Dirty Rags. I love Steve and Ginny Jack. I love all my babies the same, you know?
You see them like that. They're like children, like an extended part of your family, right?
They are. They fucking call me at 4 a.m. They wake me up every day.
I've cried on his shoulder plenty of times.
They come over and cry, you know? Really, I'm a therapist, you know? It's not...
Therapist.
I help you put out your music, but I'm also there for you in your time of need.
Very nice.
I can attest.
Biggest band that's ever come from your label, or rather, most successful band that's ever been on the label?
Define success.
Financially. Yeah,
defines the fuck. No one's successful. Are you kidding me? It's fucking music.
BJ, dude.
We're all musicians.
BJ's paid.
Honestly, Bricktop Laggers, they've got some Bricktop Laggers. Yeah, they're on like the Spotify Irish Celtic punk playlist.
Okay.
They make Dropkicks. Yeah, okay. If you like Dropkick Murphys and shit like that, they're... And they've done some pretty big festivals and tours, and they're a great band.
What makes you the most proud being a record label owner? What do you weigh your...
It's the write-offs, bro. That's the whole thing, right?
When you start throwing those white parties on yachts and getting dirt on people? And...
No diddy.
When does that happen as a label owner?
We did a... What?
What did you say?
We did a festival at a nudist colony. I was trying to say colony. Festival at a nudist colony. Three times.
Did you have to play nude?
Or did you wear a leaf?
Didn't have to, but I wanted to.
It was optional, but he did it.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, Yakovich. Hey, well, I'm happy you're here. We're going to go over some headlines right now, and we're going to go ahead and tap into... Everybody's going to have a little fun. Barry, impress your record label owner and lead the conversation.
All right, well, we're talking about intermittent fasting earlier.
Isn't that crazy?
I think our boy Albert is trying to lose some weight, and he's trying to do it that way.
It's how I did it the first time.
Yeah, first off, we've all intermittent fasted before, right?
Yeah.
I have.
By accident or...
No, I don't have food.
I don't think once, twice is an accident. I feel have to do it like consistently for at least like a month, 30 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you... You've done that?
Yeah.
Have you had results?
Yeah, I lost a ton of weight the last time.
A ton.
Good. Yeah. I looked good, dude.
Did you?
Fucking looked good.
When? Wow. Did you put this on Instagram? Because I've been searching.
I do. I promise you. I can send you some pictures.
How deep are you into it now?
Today. We started to Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. So we reset every week. This motherfucker was snorting manteca on the weekend.
Blend it up. I broke my fast with Screwball.
Did you really?
Actually, with Tres Animales was the first thing, but yeah.
Tell us the pros of fasting, Barry, and why they're all going to die.
Unfortunately, there are none, because according to FortuneWell.com, intermittent fasting is linked to 91% increase in death from heart disease.
And that's fucked, bro, because my biggest weight loss was when I was 238 pounds, just leaving the financial world. I was 238 pounds right before jiu-jitsu. So it was a combination stacking, I believe they call it, of me doing intermittent fasting
and jiu-jitsu. Hell yeah.
And I went from 238 to 197. You know, like I would say in less than a year.
What do you weigh right now?
Right now I'm at 215, 220. Mm-hmm. I'm in that range right now. At 5'11", looking good. So when you say you're 200 at 5'6",
bitch, I'm 5'8". Yakovich.
Yakovich
can't pick teams this early, dog.
Hey, flexing them teeth sizes on you, fool. You ain't
Yakovich.
Shit.
Yakovich.
So.
Yeah.
I think we're all fucked because everybody I know was always. And what does it say about like the longevity? How do they know, like, when do I die?
So it says that it's not even really, it gets kind of vague because it's not a test that they did. They said it was a test that somebody else did.
Who
somebody
did?
Else termed it the data. But it says that, yeah, it's men who are between the ages of 20-something and 48, and they tested like 500. So it could be a little bit, but I just feel
like there's a ton of shit like on the opposite side of that, no? Like a bunch of
Yeah, you can find whatever you want. It's confirmation bias.
Yeah, what the fuck are we talking about? Let's just lose some weight, dude.
Yeah,
I'm just worried about you.
Knowing this fact that just came out.
I don't know that's a fact.
Knowing this bit of information.
Accept it as a fact is what I'm saying.
You're going to continue moving with the fasting.
Yeah. That, the Peloton, and Renegade 3 times a week.
What is random the fuck?
It's a fucking gym, dude.
What?
It's like F45, but cheaper.
What is F45?
It's a Marky Marks who also killed somebody. And apparently a lot of people didn't know that.
Okay, well, interesting story about that. Sorry. I was reading an article. Marky Mark.
Mark Wahlberg.
Without the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, just by himself. Just him and his Calvin Kleins. I think he...
Convicted? Are you talking shit or is this real?
I think he took a plea deal, but I don't think he actually killed him. I think he...
Felonious?
What's the word when you don't actually kill somebody, but you kind of kill somebody?
Manslaughter.
No. Attempted. Yeah, he tried to.
And the reason I ask if it's a felony.
Accidental.
Like manslaughter?
Allegedly.
I don't think he finished him off.
I was reading an article about him, random that you bring that up, about how he's really trying to get a liquor license or like an alcohol license.
For Wahlburgers?
Through ABC. He wanted to open like a pub, a brewery, or something related in that field, and he couldn't.
He sells alcohol, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't own it. He might be a figurehead. He might be a somebody who represents the brand.
For Flecha Azul.
But what I read is that he was really petitioning hard about like getting this license and being the man and everything. But no lo dejaron, boy, because he had that one mark on his record.
I think Theo Trump will pardon him.
You think so? Hey, fool. That's every time you come on here, you drop a little Theo Trump homie.
That's not what I call him. That's what other people call him. I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure everybody identifies.
We don't have everybody else on camera.
Medium sized teeth to you, dog. Big gums,
though. Oh man. So yeah. What else about Mark Wahlberg?
I don't know. He killed the guy. He's in great shape. He has a gym called F45.
How much do you pay to this gym? You're never going to go
thing,
to.
That's the thing, bro. They used to have one in Chula Vista. And that shit was like $140 a month. I was like, all right, I'll do that.
Where in Chula Vista?
By the Costco on H. Rancho Del Rey.
All right.
But the
is that where the Planet Fitness is now?
No. This is like a little boutique thing. Next to Rubio's.
H. Oh.
Yeah.
I can't talk too much shit because when we had our first kid, I joined a little boutique gym out in East Lake.
Yeah. B2B. I need to get like.
Do you remember the word B2B or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. A bougie one.
Yeah. I'm bougie for a little bit. I lost some weight there.
Yeah. I just need somebody to like. We need a kickstart, you know?
Oh, bitch. Say less.
Not with you, my boy.
I'll be your kickstart, doggy.
But we joined Renegade, which is kind of like that, but it was cheaper.
How much?
$100 a month.
How many times a week do you think you're going to go?
I'm going to go 3 times.
Really? This is Bobby, too much for a gym, you guys.
It really is. And we're going to get to that,
Yakovich. You can talk to your financial advisor over here. Yeah.
I have a gym built into my house.
Hey, that's right, dog. You got like CRT and cables. And
Rogue came out and built a whole gym for us in the pandemic.
And what happened?
It looks good. It's red. And
it's a pantry
red
now.
Wall.
It's
they did the logo.
Is that where your Peloton is? Is that what?
I have a Peloton too.
Fuck, man, dude.
I have a fucking rower. I bought mats.
Yeah?
I have mats. 4 mats, dude.
So what's the deal?
I need a kickstart, motherfucker, I already said, dude.
You need hot chicks looking at you in order to work out?
I don't know how many hot chicks are going to the 7 a.m. class at Renegade, but
bro,
you know what I'm saying?
You're going to be a dad. That should be motivation
enough. That's why, fool. I want to be able to hold her.
That should be motivation enough.
That's why I'm going, dickhead.
But you're paying like $100. You have I forgot. You have a whole gym
in
your
garage,
bro. A Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
A rower.
Yeah. Yeah, sure do.
Weights.
A little box jump. Oh, all the weights. Free weights. All the weights.
So what are you going to do at the gym that you can't do at your house?
I'm going to learn some shit. I'm going to get some, you know, I'm going to get kickstarted, dude.
What about having somebody come over and like do some like lessons with you there? Just teach you a routine that you can use on all your shit.
It's more expensive than $100 a month. That's $100 a lesson.
Well, yeah, like a one-time thing. Be like, hey, I got all these toys. How do I play with them? And then they fucking show you.
I mean, I have YouTube.
Go to jiu-jitsu,
but
dog.
You need someone to yell at you for a little bit just to like get the fucking blood
Call
flowing.
Steve. He'll yell at you.
Every day.
Yeah, but you'll yell at me about like shit that's real personal and it hurts and shit. And
you know what? This is a perfect...
It'll hurt your feelings.
You're going to sit in silence for minutes at a time. Just,
this is a perfect opportunity, just dog. Look at... Wifey drops the kids off at school every day, and I get an opportunity to join her every now and then to drop the kids off as well. And it's funny because she asks the kids every morning... Jackson, Sonny, Ollie, boom. What color do you feel today? And I'm like, what the fuck? So it turns out she asks them every day, like, what color is your energy? And the kids are...
Amber is the color of my energy.
Take it easy, Nick Hexum. you like that, Nick Hexum? See what I did there?
That's perfect.
Nashville, 311, everybody.
Slam dunk.
There's 4 color schemes on this little spectrum of happiness and energy and everything. And it goes from red, yellow, blue, and green.
Like...
So I feel like, you know, you always shit on me for shitting on you.
Yeah.
I feel like you take it personal.
I'm a victim, dude.
What color is your energy today, Dom?
My entire generation.
What kind of
yellow
is your energy
right
zone? What are you feeling?
It's peanut butter. It looks like
angry.
Peanut butter.
It's brown.
It started strong.
Go ahead.
I ran 2 miles. Jesus.
Did you really?
What the fuck did I say?
He's going to cry. He's going to cry.
What the fuck did I say that out loud? I'm just throwing this guy softballs, dude. This is outrageous.
Oh, man.
You're better than that.
I took Abel and we ran 2 miles at Kimball Park.
Go ahead.
Hey, Kimball Park's nice now, dog.
I was around there yesterday.
So where
riding bikes.
Neither here nor there. At Kimball Park?
Yeah, I was part of one of the derailments when we went. I'll tell you more about it.
So ran 2 miles with Abel, then went to the park, fucking threw the ball, then drove up to Vista, showed a house. I was feeling great.
But?
And then, you know, fucking life, dude. It's Monday.
You're look green right now.
And he came here.
Yeah. You're green. Green is good.
Yeah, showed up here.
Green is a good one. Then you're blue. Blue is the bad one. Blue is you're tired.
Oh, now he's blue.
Blue is sad.
Feel great. Okay. Slept great.
Red is angry. Red is you're not happy with the current situation that you're in. Something caused you to be upset.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm green. I'm chilling. I'm happy.
Green is chilling?
I'm going to be.
Always gold, dog.
Look at
universally.
Green, always.
Arre.
Me levanto. The world could be on fire around me, but I'm always going to be green, dog.
I'm Hulk.
I mean, right now, you're fuchsia.
¿Qué es eso?
Right, I don't know.
What's that mean, dog?
Right now, you're fuchsia, dog.
Periwinkle.
The day dictates your fucking color.
What does it dictate like?
Or do you dictate the
eclipse?
Your day?
The eclipse is dictating your color, yeah.
Fuck, man. I got 2 on me today? Yakovic?
Barry, what color is your energy today, brother? Dude.
I'd say I'm a green.
Yeah?
I'm green. What's the shade before green?
Blue? The shade? Red. Yellow.
Yellow? Yellow? Yeah, I'm like a yellow green.
Yeah?
I'm like right in there. I can be a little better.
It's like green. Green, you're going.
Green, you're good, bro. Yeah.
You're good.
Green, you're good. Life is good.
Yellow is like you might be fucking someone up. Yeah.
I'm yellow right now.
Yeah, you're yellow.
I can yellow it up.
You're blue right now.
Red is we're fighting.
Red is it's on and popping.
That's it.
Notice
okay.
How I stay green. All right? Yeah,
that's true.
Pa que sepas.
Esteban is cool as a cucumber.
That's just good editing,
see? Yeah, we're yellow right now.
Yeah, what about you, Yakovic? Tell me a little bit about yourself and your colors.
Yeah, give us your color reading.
Fuck, man. It's like silver.
That's not part of the spectrum, Playboy.
That's a different spectrum.
I'm on a whole different thing, yeah.
You're on drugs.
Well, whatever you guys were giving me over there is...
Do you drink a lot? What? Tell me the life of a music... a record label owner. Tell me about being a promoter. Tell me about, you know, booking shows at the holding company.
Oh, man.
Do you have a lot of relationships with some of the these artists in the industry?
I have the pleasure of booking some great acts. We've got a really cool lineup coming up at THC. I guess I'll tell you some of our... I just confirmed Inspector Deck from the Wu-Tang Clan this morning. We used to do reggae every Tuesday. Unfortunately, we don't do
reggae?
That anymore.
Why not? Your acronym is literally THC.
It is, and we do love the reggae. It just we had to move it off of Tuesdays. We do have Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, which is coming up. That's reggae. We've got Doyle from the Misfits coming up, which is Barry's.
That's a dude with the hair that goes straight down, right?
Fucking love the Misfits. They all do. Yeah.
And he's
Devil
like
Lock?
You know 10 feet tall and bodybuilder. His favorite food is ketchup. Actually,
really. Okay,
are you in charge of that?
Are you in charge of?
I am the procurer of the ketchup and the whores. Actually, if you want to know a story about Coolio,
I'm ready. Let's go.
Whores.
R.I.P. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, Coolio was my first big booking actually, and I did him at Tin Roof. Like,
you did him there?
Well, I.
Albert,
that's the horse.
Okay, you're getting your vengeance on me. Yeah, fair. It was the first show I'd ever booked, like as a national headliner, and I'm really on edge. You know, I'm working at Tin Roof, and the guy's like, "You need to be there. You need to escort Coolio in, get his green room situation." So they call me as they're walking down Fifth Avenue. I got to meet Coolio and like 10 huge dudes. You know, and we're walking down. And we come in the back door.
Going to
the green room.
I bet you did.
I'm giving you guys the softballs. Yeah. I walk in and I'm like, all right, so here's your, you know, 6 bottles of Fireball, your 6 bottles of whatever else. It was a ridiculous rider back then. And I'm like, do you guys need anything else? You got your food, your all the drinks, everything's listed out, you know? And he's just like, yeah, man, I need some horse.
Oh shit.
And I was like, you mean like
ladies?
Prostitutes, like you want, and he's like, I'm like, I don't really, that's not part of my job description. He's like, nah, man, just go out there and fucking get me some horse. And I'm like really confused, so I close the door to the green room and I'm like, okay, I'll come back. I'm standing there just like looking puzzled, you know, and one of the servers comes up and he's like, what's up, dude? And I'm like, Coolio just asked me for some horse. And he's like, oh, I got this. And he just stands up on the bar, like it's right out front of the green room. And he's like, hey, any of you whores want to party with Coolio? And 3 girls just turn around. They're like, yeah. And he's like, all right, come with me. And just fucking bring him in the back room. He left with all 3 of them that night, actually.
No way.
Yeah.
Coolio.
Yeah, way.
I guess, you know, if you're transparent with your request, that's
you
what happens.
To receive.
Closed mouths don't get fed is what I was always told, brother.
You're right.
No manches. All right. That's an interesting story. Now I need another one.
I mean, I got a lot. So Coolio, I've booked him on and off until just recently, obviously. And he was just always amazing. Good dude. Always really, really good dude. And you know, he's credited as being the guy who brought hip hop over to the mainstream, like with Dangerous Minds and really? That like that soundtrack. That,
I thought it was
the Gangster's
MC
Paradise.
Hammer.
Well. Yeah.
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
The first
Summertime. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Young MC.
No.
Too much?
Will Smith.
Will Smith? Nah, yeah, fuck that, dog. LL Cool J.
Kid and Play?
Ooh. Kid and Play.
Kid and Play?
Nah, I think Coolio, Dangerous Minds, that's the early 90s. Well, it's
just
like
Michelle Pfeiffer. By who?
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, record sales. Like Billboard top sales or whatever. That's like the turning point is when Dangerous Minds and Gangsta's Paradise came out. That's the first hip hop song that actually charted in the Billboard like really? Hot 100 and made hip hop actually pop music.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Look at you. It took a music mogul like Yakovich to drop knowledge like that. Dude, that's crazy.
We're learning stuff.
We're learning stuff.
Barry, I mean, I don't actually like hip hop is the funny thing. And I book a lot of it because I'm a Jew and I'm good at numbers. And
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what a Jew is?
No, I don't know what your comparisons that you're doing right now.
That's crazy.
Yakovich is about to get canceled, fool.
Who's
Jewish?
Second favorite hip hop artist.
I could say that. There are words you guys can't say that I can.
Like what?
Go ahead. Say what?
Let me hear one. Let me hear one.
Actually, let's do the opposite.
Yakovich came with an axe grind today.
Yo, you book a lot of hip hop?
I do.
Who you be booking, Doug?
Technique. I just got. I have had Immoral Technique a couple days.
I was Puerto Rican, right?
He's amazing.
He's Dominican.
That's homie that bullied a guy from
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
He is Puerto Rican, right?
Wait, no.
He bullied a
Barry,
guy from
this
Hamilton.
Is where you do your job.
Guy
Barry,
from Hamilton.
Barry,
what's the
Barry
guy?
Look it up.
What's the guy from Hamilton? Vernie, you know, you sound look like you listen to Broadway shows.
He bullied somebody in theater?
No, he bullied him in high school.
He bullied a thespian dog?
The guy who fucking wrote, he's like a famous guy. What's the famous guy's name? Sway. Just stand there, dude. Fucking help me here.
This is Barry's job.
Who am I Googling?
Immortal Technique is Hamilton? Peruvian, and
Peruvian.
They have the best cocaine.
Right. Yes, Peruvian cocaine. That's a good song. Great song.
He's a phenomenal dude. I have to say.
So you got
like,
a chance to interact with him?
Oh, I hung out with him for 2 days
dude,
straight.
That's awesome.
He did.
I always wanted to hang out with Immortal
Technique.
Yeah,
and have him tell you.
Oh, well,
next
time,
the devil. Just ooh, talk it to you like
bro,
not even fucking
like
rap
this
it.
Is you know
there once was there
blank
the whole thing?
Name William.
You can't help but like absorb knowledge from that guy. He's just he'll
oozes
sit there and
it.
Talk to you
he
and
just
fucking he's
and
he's
he comes
crazy.
Out with confidence, bro.
He does.
Who's your favorite talent that you ever booked?
Oof.
That would be BJ Jisbera right over there. Barry,
yeah,
Barry.
The best.
This is what's going on all night. We might as well just pull the plug on Yakovich, bro.
Shit. Immortal Technique.
Go ahead.
Is Peruvian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but
look
he bullied.
You're
he
on
bullied
fucking 20 second delay over
Juan
there, dog.
Miranda?
That's what I was looking for.
Juan Manuel Miranda, is that the kid's name?
Sounds good.
Fuck.
So he bullied the creator. Yeah,
how the fuck
Hamilton
do you remember that, dude?
It's, like it's something Miranda. Well,
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
There you go.
Hamilton creator.
Yeah, see, that's
Immortal Technique
like
is
times
one of my favorite rappers, hip hop artists, just persona because he comes legit direct with it. He's
and
transparent.
If he bullied someone, they had it coming for sure.
Well,
because
as a victim of bullying, in
oh, looks like you're red again.
as a victim
dude,
of
those
bullying in
know
this relationship, nah. But apparently, it was like he asked him to apologize, like once he got famous. And the Immortal Technique was like, nah, fuck that, dog. I stand by what I said.
Would you ever apologize to somebody?
You were a punk and you suck at kickball.
That's right.
Hey. Real shit.
I'm the nicest to everybody, dog. Mm-hmm. There isn't a person other than who I've ever been mean to.
Bro. Yeah, take a sip of that peanut butter shit. I don't know if I could apologize to somebody like, but I just crack jokes. I don't necessarily bully. Bullying, I feel, is a whole different pillow. Like, you have one guy that you just go in on. I guess the closest person to bullying would be you for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like I call that big brothering. Sure. Big brothering. It comes with love and affection, you know?
Is there love and affection in there? Can we talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I love you, dog.
He needs to hear it every now and then. That's
reassure
how you
me, dog.
Bro, my love for you is as big as your gums.
Can
dog
we call? Can right we clip this? Can we clip this?
He's going to put that on repeat. I love you.
Oh,
I love
man
you.
Hey, speaking of squatters, what's up, Barry?
Shit. Well, we've been seeing some stuff in the news about squatting, haven't we? New York, there's a big thing going on. Do you want to talk about that?
Bro, so in New York, Doc, the rules for squatters are as follows. If you are owner of a property and somebody has sat there for like 30 days or something, like they can legally take right of that property. So an example of how that would happen.
At least 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. This thing says 10
so
years.
No,
that's not like Mexico when they pay pedrial.
Yes, but check this out. So in New York recently, somebody's family passed away and they inherited said property.
Sure.
So they have not been on premise of that property for some time, yeah, at least 30 days or longer. Somebody moved in there, started paying utility bills under their name, and that alone gave them ownership of the property. In order to get them out, they have to go through a whole legal process to get them evicted. That's so bananas.
That's California rules too, though.
No.
Kind of. As a California landlord, I could tell you that.
No. In California, I did this. I looked. And it said that they have to have some sort of binding contract saying that they are the actual tenant.
But here's the thing.
All right, yeah.
Is you can Google lease, type in whatever the fuck you want. Police will come out and then go, it's no longer a criminal matter. It's a courts matter to figure out. And so
there's one
eviction court in the county.
Have you ever had an issue trying to evict somebody?
No. Thankfully, everybody, knock on wood, has been great for me.
We've had to go through the sheriffs to do that before.
It's a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker, dog. Yeah, it's sure. a motherfucker, you know? But
no, I employ all of my tenants too, so.
What does that mean? Well,
like a lot of them do shit for me. Like
it's
Lupe.
Like indentured servitude, yeah, actually. Yeah, that's
what does that mean?
I'll look it up.
I told you I read it at a fifth grade level.
Racism.
Like, just, yeah, what the? This, I don't know.
Dude, you're the property owner.
Yeah, it ain't that hard, obviously.
In California, it's not as lenient as it is in New York, because in New York, bro, they arrested the property owner for changing the locks on her own house.
Is that the most liberal state?
It could very well be now. It could very well be. And that's, but I mean, I don't know if that's a liberal issue or just a court's
that's
legal.
A liberal issue.
This has apparently been on the books for decades. It's not a new law. This law has been like in the books for decades, bro. And there's actual people who are running this racket as a business.
Yeah.
Where they hire people to go into these abandoned properties.
To get cash for keys.
Yeah. And the ultimate way, there's one of two ways that you get out, bro. You know? So it's either you're going to go the court order way and follow the legislative, like a
6 month process.
Minimum.
Somebody else.
And cash money. O le pagas al vato.
Hey, here's $5,000. Game.
Whatever they, yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you see that a lot in California too.
Do you really?
Yeah, dude.
All right, let me hear it.
Like I have buddies that buy flips, you know, and a lot of those.
What does that mean?
So like they'll buy like a distressed property.
Distressed.
So let's say you're on the other side of that, right? Mm. And you're like, well, dude, I can't get these people out. So fuck it, I'll sell it to whoever for pennies on the dollar. I just want to get my cash. You figure out these tenant people. So I buy like boys that buy that shit.
How do they get them out?
So it's either cash for keys or like, you know, you got to go in there and try to show force, or you go through the process, and then you're taking on all that risk that, you know, they're going to break open the walls, take the copper, and like, you know, so they got to buy them cheap to make it work. But most of the time, cash for keys works. So there's one on in Chula Vista by Castle Park.
Go ahead.
That a buddy of mine owns, and there's 8 people living in there, and they want
squatting.
And they want 20 grand a pop.
So each one.
So he's offered them 5 G's each.
Okay. To take 40 off, racks.
Right. You know, and he's like, okay, that we can still make that work with the flip. And now it's like, they're like, now we want 20 or figure it out.
Neta, bro. And the cops can't get involved. We can't call civil oils,
issue.
Bro.
It's a civil issue.
Bro, nah.
Yeah, so it's fucked. But I mean, it's part of the, you know, it's part of the risk you take when getting in that industry.
Well, it's also there to protect people. People are taking advantage of that rule. But like, yeah, that rule is there to protect people too. Like there's a thing about like the 30-day thing is like, if you have someone move into your apartment, but they're not on the lease and they stay there, like after 30 days, they can't be asked to leave without like a formal eviction. Like, really? But they also have to be put on the lease. Like there's like rules about it. It's about protecting people, but people are just taking advantage.
Chula as a city just changed their rules.
Go ahead.
So you used to be able to give somebody a notice like, hey, you move out.
De la verga notice.
30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever the lease said. And now the only way you can do that is if you're going to move back into that property yourself and live there 12 months and not just kick somebody out to raise the rent, which people were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, you own, like, where you live, down the street, there's those little apartment blocks, right? Those are $1,500 for 2-bedroom on 3rd Avenue.
Really?
That's, I have friends that live out there. That's what they pay, right? So they can't just kick them out and go to Market Valley, which Market Valley is probably $2,400, $2,500,
yeah,
right? So they set that rule in place. And that rule's there, and it makes sense, right? Somebody's, you know, expenses have been set, and then, you know, you kick them out, they go back out into the market.
Look at your green now. Look at you.
You're dialing into your money
yeah,
vibe here.
Yeah. So these motherfuckers, you can't kick them out.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, there's ways, bro.
Yeah, you can't fall. I know your friends don't.
You know who you can't kick out?
Mm. Who?
People who are frogging. You ever heard of that?
No.
Oh. What?
You guys never heard of frogging?
Sexually?
When you were talking about squatting, it made me look this up because I heard about it a while ago and I wanted to look into it deeper. This is called frogging. It's when someone secretly lives in another person's home without their knowledge. Dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This is crazy.
How do you pull that off?
So there's apparently movies about it on Netflix, and there's like a series. I think it's called Frogging. But yeah, so like, let's say you have an attic that you never go into. Check it out, because someone might be living in there. Neta. And they just, they'll like come down during the day when they know you're gone. They
downtown, it happens like all the time, actually. I used to work at the field, and they would have people that would come in and stay in the attic. Or my girl used to work at a strip club downtown. Whoa.
The steak place. Don't get excited. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no encore.
I learned that the hard way, dog.
You had to go in there and eat steak. Like,
what the fuck?
You and a lot of disappointed tourists, for sure. Good but yet, steak, they had someone living in the attic, for sure. Like, I think it was a couple, and they would come in and like, they would stay there every night, and then they would, like, leave before the shift started, and...
That's crazy, man. That's the balls. The audacity, the set on these guys to go in there and make that happen.
Is that shit cultural?
I don't know. What the fuck?
There's a whole thing on Reddit. There's a subreddit of people who are frogging.
What's the culture that's doing that? Yeah.
Hear me out, dog. Hear me out. I only know my culture.
Go ahead.
Right?
He's about to say something racist.
And apparently in our culture, we kick our moms out of our house.
You got a Jew over here. You can expand your horizon. Yeah.
That's crazy. So don't fucking do this, dude. You're my point of reference. Don't move it. I'm trying to do
Let
something,
Let me hear
bro.
Your cultural reference.
Not like, I feel like we as, and Mexicans? Again, I only know my reference.
Go ahead.
My culture. So as Mexicans, like they're like, primero la renta, siempre. Like my tenant through COVID, she had COVID protection.
Okay.
Still paid every month.
Oh, cool.
Like, you know, Gloria took care of her shit. That was like at the top of her list. So culturally, I feel like we're...
Because you were making her, or...?
I couldn't even make her.
There
she
was
had
a
that
knife on her
she
was neck.
You better pay this shit, man.
But everybody that I had like that, they paid. Nice. Is it a cultural thing?
I don't know, fool.
Well, you're
did you pay
culture.
Your rent? Did I pay my rent?
Yes.
No, culturally, we weren't supposed to. You know, the Jews were supposed to take advantage of every governmental aid
Damn,
that was possible.
Bro. Hey, you're doing your best to get canceled today, bro.
I am.
Good on you, bro. Good
All right,
on
wait.
You.
I got a question.
Oh,
you
no.
said
Here we go.
You said you have to kick your moms out.
Here we go. Now, that's a good topic to go on.
Esteban, are you going to keep your mom in your house? Or?
My mom, they have their own home.
Oh,
but
cool.
if needed, my home is always available. 100%. It's always there. My
I think
mom,
cultural, that's the thing.
Yeah,
my mom, keep our moms close.
My mom takes care of my abuelita. My abuelita's 97 years old. So she takes care of her at their house right now. And I feel like that's what's expected of me. But I'm going to pass that along to my sister.
Yeah, and I think sisters, I think that's a good thing. It's sisters.
Yeah,
send them off
like,
to
hey,
sisters.
You know what?
I like that.
Shit, it's going.
So someone's got to do it. But I told them.
I said, real shit, you guys are going to the fucking, you know, convalescent home. You know, pick whichever one you want. We
really?
Got you.
Then I'll get you the nicest one possible. Yeah.
Freaking Frederica Manor.
How much are those shits? So I feel like
I don't know.
The new
bro.
Ones on 3rd and K?
The new ones on 3rd and K are probably pricey.
$6,500.
Those things look nice.
I'm going to put my parents in the one that Tony Soprano put his mama in.
In Greenville.
Greenville. I'm fucking joking.
What about the one from Happy Gilmore?
I've never watched that movie, dog.
You've never watched Happy Gilmore?
They're making a new one, actually.
No. You've never...
Does that bother you, Barry? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Barry's fucking Googling it. Yeah, they're making a new one.
You love golf.
Okay, but I
Go
don't
ahead.
Like hockey.
It's not a hockey. It's a golf movie.
He's wearing a hockey jersey.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Esteban raised the internet, okay?
I took my family to their first hockey event this weekend. And only because it was emo night. Hit me with that picture so we can see that shit.
Yeah, the Gulls emo night. Yeah, I saw you guys. That's...
I was there. Did you see me?
I did.
Creep. Look at that. Welcome to emo night, San Diego Gulls. What did it mean in the bottom? Flashing lights warning. What does that mean?
For like,
there was going to be a lot of strobe for like epilepsy.
Oh, yeah, epileptic,
yeah.
It was fun. You know, like the kids loved it. Kids have never been to
How was the playlist?
Games. We had a good time.
The playlist was whack. The
playlist was definitely
The playlist was horrible. They were playing like non-emo songs. Hello. It's
Sum 41
night.
Is not emo.
Yeah. They hit.
God
they did hit us with a little
really
dashboard.
Right now.
They hit us with a little dashboard.
What was like the worst? Like the most outrageous song that made the playlist at the Gulls game?
Sum 41.
Yeah, Sum 41. Yeah.
Which Sum 41?
They played Fat Lip.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, but it's not an emo song.
Where's that
song,
from?
It's like pop skate punk, videos? Yeah.
From American Pie.
American Pie,
right? Right? It's on that shit.
Oh, it was from MTV back in the day.
You know when they had videos, music videos. Yeah. Barry, show the picture of you and I embracing each other at our first, look at that. Look at us,
He was scared.
Emo
That's
night.
Beautiful.
We were there.
They entered at the right time because they came late, but they came right for a fight.
Mexican time.
And they got to see the Gulls guy win.
Yeah, so the Gulls, in hockey, guys, I don't know if you're aware of this.
Go ahead.
You can fight.
I'm sure he's aware.
You can fight, bro. And I guess the rule is, no one intervenes in this quarrel until somebody falls down.
Yeah.
And they were going at it, dude. Two white guys fighting it out about whose mom puts the most raisins in their fucking potato salad, probably. But they were just wailing on each other, dog. And then the pinche dude from the goals reached back with his left. Sass in the losico, dog.
No.
In the middle, kissed her.
Folded him. And all of my kids all of a sudden awoke from their hockey slumber. And they're like, yeah! Like,
hell,
they were, dude, they were all about it. Fool.
No way.
Yeah, it was sick. And the guy
and
was
then we
like,
took a couple of them to go do the chuck-a-puck. Dude, like, that's they were, a big part.
The chuck-a-puck.
Wait, hold up, though. The goals guy, the hockey player for the goals, was hyped that he knocked that fool on his ass.
He knocked him on his ass or he knocked him out?
He knocked him on his ass. Right, not bro. Out. And he just kind of was like going, like flexing all over the eyes.
Bro.
Yeah.
Rip his fucking jersey off.
That's a thing. So you do that and you celebrate winning that quarrel. Right then and there. Like, it's not like a...
That's more important than the game, actually.
At that point, it looked like they were losing
3-0.
No, fucking. Just like any other San Diego team, dog. They just, what happened? Did I offend you?
Kind of.
What did we lose? 4-1? The goal we scored was like on accident. I think it bounced off some dude's skate.
Yeah,
we got
they called like rebound and it went pink. My miss, bro.
Backboard.
It was also cool because Sonny Sandoval was there to promote his Youth of a Nation Foundation. And,
my
so
boy
I saw
Josh
him.
Does his videos over there.
He's good, dude.
Do my videos. Yeah. Now,
is he doing your videos?
Yeah,
pretty expensive, huh?
Yeah.
What's your Pornhub?
Huh?
Got him.
At Booty Eater 619.
That's how you get pink eyes.
This is hockey, right?
Look at that. White on white crime. Bring it back.
Yeah, why do we celebrate this, fool? I feel like
you'll never see the white on white as often.
Yeah, we do, fool.
Nah. Most of the time, if you look, like, they still got their helmets on. They do get fucked up, but like, it's just a tough guy thing. And also, like, most of the time, they're defending somebody.
I'll get my ass kicked, duh, by any hockey player, but I can't take you seriously if you're spreading like little ice chips on me when you go down the rink. Like,
well, a lot of times, like, they'll like hit somebody too hard, and then it just becomes like a we're defending this small guy kind of thing. The big guys come out.
Stop before I throw ice on you. Like, the fuck, fool. So that's why I've never watched Happy Gilmore. I don't understand hockey.
Well, it's not a hockey movie. It's a golf movie. You need to see it.
I get it. I get it.
In theory.
I get it. In theory. No, actually, I just never came across watching it. Big fan of
it. It's on TV every Saturday.
Do you like Adam Sandler?
I love Adam Sandler.
Okay. Do you really?
Yeah, dude.
It's like the
Billy Madison is in my top three movies of all time.
Oh, well, you were just like, that was the next one.
Happy Madison. It's the other half.
I like Waterboy. I'm a big fan of The Wedding Singer.
I hated Waterboy.
My kids love
Big
Daddy.
The Wedding Singer's good for the first 10 minutes.
Wedding Singer's good throughout, bro.
Huh?
It's got some good songs.
Yeah.
I like that like little singing portion that he does.
BJ does that song, actually.
No, that's Craig.
The fucking cowman.
That's so good.
That's a good one. See? Yeah, doesn't.
All right.
Sorry, dog. Oh, Plomero.
Plomero, always a pleasure.
Take it easy, brother. Have a good one.
Plomero,
hey,
while
we're on highlighting events coming up before we wrap all this up,
yeah.
April 20th, 420. Yeah. 420, 420, 420. A lot of things happening on 420. Vern, stay tuned. We are going to be having here at the warehouse our yoga sesh, our 420 yoga sesh, brought to you by Grasshopper and Sluggers.
Namaste,
make sure you come in. It's going to be from 9 to 12 in the morning, sponsored by Grasshopper, by Sluggers. Sluggers was gracious enough to give us this little party pack so we can promote it. Sluggers is a brand that creates mini pre-rolls, and in these pre-rolls, they're shaped like baseball card packs, bro. Don't open it.
That's incredible.
It's nuts. So inside is 5 mini pre-rolls, and they have like little baseball cards in there and shit. It's pretty cool because look at the branding,
the
bro.
Packaging alone is fucking worth keeping.
It's legit, dog. It's like you're opening a Donruss card.
This is what it looks like.
They still got that case in there?
This is what it looks like when you open it.
Camera 2.
Open it up. How many are in there? Well, yeah, we have our plug, our connect is Sarah from Texas and Gabe from Bonita Vista High School. Homies that they're going to be bringing everybody in attendance a nice little package of weed. A nice little package of pre-rolls, dog. Sluggers.
And how much is it to get in? Sluggers. Do we decide on a price
to
get in?
We're deciding on $10. $10 gets you into the party. It's from 9 to 12. We'll have music. We'll have the yoga sesh.
Do we need
yoga
mats?
I'm sure we'll have giveaways. We might add. No.
Bring your own mat.
Kula Yoga is gracious enough to put this on for everybody, and they will be bringing all of the mats. But if you are of the type that needs your own mat, bring your own mat. Ain't no one going to stop you. Do your thing. Grasshopper will also be throwing a little green love our way. Boom, boom, boom. April 20th, 420, 9 to 12. Here. Right here.
I'll be here.
At the Emo Brown headquarters. I haven't smoked very much this year, but I feel like that's the day I'm probably going to do it. My mom says she's going to come too, so I'm going to feel a little weird.
Is she going to smoke?
Does your mom smoke?
Nah, my mom.
Chicali?
Nah. They ain't about that life.
Edibles.
I feel like Chicali would like
they are
it,
not about that life. It took them 44 years for them to realize that I'm about that life. And it's and here
no,
we are.
I think they were
because
like
you say it on the podcast every week. Years ago.
But I don't smoke. That's the thing. Like I talk a lot of shit, but I truly don't smoke that
much.
What
do you do?
Nothing. Water. Walk 5 miles.
Do a lot of crying.
Ketamine.
Ketamine's not a drug anymore.
Hey, you ever see, you ever see the little homie in the Tulum fucking hotel?
Go ahead.
He's in there cleaning, and he finds people's. He finds their ketamine.
Okay.
And he thinks it's coke, so he does a line, and then gets stuck in a K-hole. Bro, please Google that.
No.
Please Google Tulum K-hole. It is the fucking funniest shit. It's the funniest face. It's every uncle I've ever. There, that's not.
I don't know if that's
all
not.
The uncles. No. Nah, I don't have any uncles like that. All my uncles are older, but it's. I've seen a couple guys on Third Avenue like this.
Not a downer or anything like that, but also 420 is the anniversary of our good homie El Compa Dwayne.
Yay!
His family reached out to me and they would like to have a little gathering at the brewery. So I'll be going there after. If you guys want to, everybody love Dwayne.
I miss Dwayne.
I honestly, it's one of the people I come across in life that I've never met anybody who disliked Dwayne. Dwayne is the homie forever. I've known that little guy since he was 16. He passed away. How long has it been now, Bernie? 3 years. It's been 3 years since my dude has passed. So yeah, we're gonna be having a little,
That's crazy.
A little salucita, a little cheers in his honor.
What time?
They're going to be there from 2 to 5 on 420 at the brewery. So cruise through. Invite all of you. If Dwayne ever visited, if you ever visited Dwayne, came to the brewery or anything, I invite you to open your little bottle of Screwball and just take a little.
Pour one out.
I'm not gonna pour anything for him. No. I drink for him.
Young Dwayne.
Usually, what I've been doing for the last 2 years, and I did an episode with Dwayne, a podcast with him, like a few months before my guy passed. It? Oh, yeah. I dropped that a long time ago.
No, you're going to redrop it.
Oh, that's what I do. I'll drop it again for his day. And I told his mom, I said, that's what I do on that day that he passed. Like, I'll just listen to it, and it's all, I don't know, man. It makes me feel a little weird, but it makes me feel connected to him because it was a really good episode. It was a really good podcast. It was a good old-fashioned Dwayne just cracking jokes, being funny. So I'll release that for everybody. Cruise through. Guess what else is on 420, Perritz?
Oh.
Grasshopper. They're going to be there doing an event. Shit. Yeah. I'm going to try and pop in, but guess who's in charge? Barry is going to be there. Barry is going to be with a traveling microphone and a little 360 handheld camera that we're going to bless
him
with. We're
going to be interviewing people on the streets.
You and Javi.
Yeah.
Javi came in and he said, hey, bro.
He's the perfect guy.
I'm going to be hanging out with Barry and we're going to be going around. And I said, all you got to do is ask one question. What does 420 mean to you?
Where's Mama Kush?
Javi's going to forget that line, dog.
I made him write it down.
Javi's going to forget that.
I made him write it down. So he's going to be there. Barry's going to be there. I'm going to do my best to pop in as well. But as you see, it's going to be a very busy day. 420, who would have thought, dog? 420 with a busy day. A lot of shit going on that day. Yakovich, what do you got going on at 420?
Eden party at the holding company.
There it is, bro. What does that mean?
What's an Eden party?
Yeah.
Everybody's gonna be naked?
It's a queer girl party that happens. They crush it. They always have DJs and it's a packed house and it's just
Everyone's welcome?
Everyone's welcome.
All right, okay. Go ahead. You're not selling me, bro. Come on.
Cowboy Dell got any gigs?
Barry had to rescue you, bro.
Barry did.
Barry did.
You can tell when I'm about to say something stupid, huh? Honestly, 420 is looking great. I'm going to be here for the yoga, I think.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you're going to have to keep coming back. I feel like
it's 2 weeks in a row. This is the most consistent I've been in a while.
What's the 33 on your hand for? You keep throwing that out.
Do I? It's like I'm signaling you.
What is it?
Subliminal.
You know what? It's just a personal, wonderful.
Say less, bro. Fuck. I came on a podcast not to tell you shit about this.
Like a little mystery.
Well, this one thing is off limits. You know everything else.
Hey, we all got a line.
Let me tell you about this one. The link up Wednesday, April 17th. Chicle will be hosting.
God, I got some things to get off my
chest.
Hey,
bro, you want to go?
Dog.
Hey, I invite you.
I feel like you're going.
Yeah.
Are you going to respect the circle?
I always say.
How many people go in there and like talk about Steve, you think?
No one, because I've been there. Yeah. No one's talking.
Nobody talks about you while you're there.
What the fuck can I do? The
you
link
make people sensitive.
Wednesday, April 17th. We have it every third Wednesday of the month here at the warehouse, Emo Brown headquarters. As you see, the address is down below. It's a safe space for men, which sounds a little weird until you actually sit in and listen to people's stories.
Yo, we have some shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Dog.
You hold some shit
go,
tight.
It's called trauma.
Djokovic.
I'm looking at you because I know you're coming on a new chapter in your life where a lot of things are going to be changing, this, that, and the other. I highly recommend you go. I'm going to go with you. You know, we all got struggles, bro. all of us got struggles that we come from. We come from that background, that culture where it's almost like taboo, looked down upon to like express yourself and share your thoughts and your feelings. I do that here on the podcast. For me, that's helped a lot. So I don't think I need to do any of that. But this also helps. Go for it. I invite you. My guest.
Is it like AA?
No, not at all. But what happens
more like Al-Anon? Yeah.
Hey. But what happens stays there.
You go up, but do you go up there and like?
No, it comes to you.
Oh, okay,
it comes to you.
You can skip.
Yeah, you no. At least you introduce yourself and say how you doing. I'm Albert. You know, I'll just leave it at that.
Why'd you laugh? Why did you laugh?
Because I saw him brace for impact, dog. I saw him like just kind of grip the chair and be like, "All right, bitch, let me have it.
Here we go.
Let's go.
God
no, you
damn.
Know, I want you to go.
Okay,
make me a promise. You're going April 17th here with me." Chicle and a few of other good friends. It gets packed.
He's really sure thinking about it too.
There's been like upwards of 50 dudes here.
Upwards of 50?
No, for that, that's a lot of dudes that are here just ready to like get shit off their chest.
I've seen more dudes in one room.
True crime trivia, Barry.
True crime trivia.
True crime trivia. What does that mean? Is back at Third Avenue, Chula Vista. There it is. True Crime Presents. A little True Crime Trivia. Wednesday, April 10th, 7:30 in the Pizam. Three Punk Ales on 3rd Avenue. More information, follow them on the bottom. These are actually fun. I am not a fan of trivia nights and what is the word I'm looking for?
People?
Gimmicky nights.
Oh.
Or people, yes. I don't like people. Or gimmicky nights like that at the brewery. But guess what? A lot of people are, dude. My mom goes, my sister goes, wifey goes, a bunch of people go. Good if they're early, because I do hear that the teams fill up quickly. I'm going to donate some gifts from here. I might donate that skate deck, that 3Punk L skate deck as one of the
prize victory.
What's up, brother?
Who's behind the bar?
Behind the bar that night is Camille Wednesday. It's on Wednesday.
She's still working,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Wednesday. Damn. So she'll be there holding it down. Cruise through. I'll head on there. I'll be there for you guys as well. What else do we have to promote? Barry, get at me.
For myself, I've got this Wednesday. I'll be at the Tipsy Crow. No, I just did that one. No, this Wednesday. This Wednesday, Tipsy Crow. And the 19th, I'm back at Carlsbad at American Heroes and Brews. That's going to be a big one.
You love Carlsbad now, huh?
Yeah. They love me, so I'm taking it.
You've worn out your welcome
in
the
South. You look like everybody who lives in Carlsbad, dog.
Yeah, it's true. I feel a little more comfortable up there, yeah.
Do you really?
No, I don't.
Oh, man.
Last time I played, I brought everybody, so it was tight. It was like my birthday party, so everybody.
You took them to Canada?
I took them to Canada.
That's hella far, dog.
And then we stayed in a hotel and we tore that shit up.
Did you?
Yeah, what did you do? We fell asleep by 9:30. Pete was in the room.
Hell yeah.
You do give me a little hint of MGK in your system, dog. You look a little MGK-ish.
MGK?
Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly.
A couple of cats to go when he's there.
Kurt Cobain. How about that? All right, much better.
I made it too far in this life.
All right. Hey, good show. Thank you for coming in, Yakovich. We're going to have you on a lot more.
Thank you for having me.
I know you're coming down from Canada as well. No big deal. Albert?
Yo.
Welcome.
Huh?
I'm happy you came.
I'm happy you're here.
I'm happy you came.
I'm here every fucking
just
Monday.
No, you're not. Just give me the green light, dog, and we'll do it.
We're here Mondays.
All right, cool.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home.
There you go. There you go.
Can't fucking.
What is your event? Imagine if I had that information.
Come here. Here, I'll pimp it out. Come here, I'll pimp it out.
The Ardenth.
I should mention I got Josh and the Dirty Rags single coming out on April 19th, and it's his first single on the label, and then his EP is dropping in May, Josh and the Dirty Rags. And then BJ's got some new music in the pipeline too. Which
we're going to start recording that this week, actually, on Tuesday.
We're going to start recording that, but you also have two singles to release. So BJ's got some new music coming out.
Vernie's got some shit going on.
All right, handle. Say it for Vernie.
Art Inflection.
Go ahead.
Is having an event.
Handle.
At the Wonder Museum.
Oh, that's right. We did hear about that.
Get your tickets right now, dude. It's happening April 18th between 6 and 10 p.m.
All right.
Circus shit. Crazy shit.
I didn't know they like to be referred to as circus performers.
Is that what you like to be referred to as?
That's what she said.
Are you a circus performer?
It's not like it's burlesque and it's not like we're pole dancers or anything, but there are pole dancers.
There are pole dancers. But we have confirmed there are pole dancers.
There will be pole dancers at this event.
Albert will be there.
No poles, just dancers.
Thursday, April 18th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Art Inflection will be featured at the Wonder Museum. Get your tickets now. The link is in the bio.
Link in bio.
Of Vernie's page.
All right. You know what? Shoot me that so we can promote it, because we'll I'm going to be releasing your episode, her episode, their episode, Art Inflection, on Wednesday. And that way we can
Thursday,
go ahead and push it.
Thursday, April
18th. No, way before that. We can promote it before then.
6 to 10 p.m. Catch Art Inflection at the Wonder Museum.
There it is.
They're going to be doing wild
shit. Absolutely awesome. It was good to be back and do one of these episodes. We haven't done one
missed
of these
you
in
last
a while,
week.
Bro.
Yeah,
we didn't do this last week.
Missed both of you.
And we didn't do it the week before. So this is the first one. It was a little rusty because we had a new white guy in the routine. But hey,
And then, dude,
you guys did great, by the way.
Yo, duh. 3 yeah. weeks ago, we had fucking alien shit going on.
Yeah, bro.
We've come a long way.
We've come a long way. Well, stay tuned. We got another episode coming up. Angel Cortez is back. That's right. For OG Pumpkin himself. Hit the button, brother.